here with us is this topic on God blessings from Psalm 67. I don't know about you, but for a long time in my life, I have this tension in my own Christian walk. On the one hand, deep in my heart, I want God to bless me. I want to pray a prayer that says, God, bless me, make me successful, help me to do well in whatever that I do. Maybe family, career, schooling, everything that I do, I want God to bless me. And when I read scriptures, I see that there are many, many prayers in the Bible that ask God to bless them, bless the people of God. But on the other hand, being good Chinese and growing up in a church that sometimes I get conflicting understanding that says, you know, the Christian life is about suffering. The Christian life is about we should expect suffering. We should not expect good things to happen in our lives. And I guess if you ask most Christians, we tend to be in one extreme or the other. Some Christians believe that we should have a life of everyone should live with minimal amount of things. We should live a life of poverty. We should never ask God to bless us. After all, we have the best gift on earth, eternal life. What else do we need physically? Why are we so selfish and so self-centered to ask God to bless us with material things and earthly things? And then you have another camp of Christians that feel like, no, it is legitimate for me to ask God to bless us. After all, it is in the Bible. So I've been living with that tension for a long, long time. And I wonder, is it right? Is it appropriate? Is it spiritual for me to pray to God and ask God to bless whatever that I'm doing here on earth? Or is spiritual blessing, a blessing is a spiritual thing that metaphorically God will bless us, but ultimately, you know, doesn't really mean that earthly, on earth, that God will bless what I do. I have that tension. Is it right? Is it legitimate? Is it appropriate for me to pray? Is it a good thing for me to pray for my family? That my kids will grow up well? That they will be educated? That hopefully they will get a good job? And that they will have their own family? Is it okay for me to say, God, I want to have a good family. Would you bless me with a good family? Is it a good thing to pray for your school? For many of you who are in school, you're starting a new school year. Is it good for me to pray, God, help me to do well? Help me to get good grades. Help me to do well on my SAT. Help me to get into college that I want to get to, the dream place I want to go to school. Is it okay to pray that? Or as Christians, we should just not pray that at all. Whatever, we should go to the worst college, we should do to get the worst grade. Is it okay for us? Is it a good thing for us to pray for our career? Those of us who have jobs. Is it okay to pray that, God, give me a promotion? Boy, that sounds so self-centered. Like, we will never pray that in a prayer meeting. God, today my prayer request is, I want a promotion. I want to be the top of this company. Like, it doesn't even sound spiritual when we say it out loud. But you know, you and I know in our hearts, if we're honest, we do want to pray those prayers. Is it right for us to pray those prayers? And my suggestion for us as we look at Scripture today is that it is entirely appropriate for us to ask God to bless our lives. That it is actually a spiritual thing that when we pray to God, that God bless me, give me success in what I'm doing, in life, in family, in school. That it is actually a good thing that what we'll see in today's passage in Psalm 67 is that it is okay to pray for gain and success in life. But with the caveat, with the right motive of praying, asking God to bless us. That if we are praying out of the right motive, the good motive, the motive that pleases God, it is okay for us to ask God to bless us. After all, at the end of our worship service, at the end, what do I do every single week? Do you know? I pray over you. I have the benediction. The benediction literally means a blessing upon God's people. So it is actually good for us to ask God to bless us. But before I move on to the passage, let me be very, very, very clear. We're not talking about what commonly known as the prosperity gospel. We're not saying that just because you believe in Jesus, God will make you happy, healthy, and wealthy. Just because you're Christian, God will always give you the best of everything. That is not true at all. In Scripture, we will see that that is not true at all, that Christians suffer. Just look over in the Middle East. There are devout Christians who are living out their lives, that they suffer and sacrifice their lives for the sake of their faith to Jesus. So we're not talking about that just because you pray that God bless me and God will give you $1 million tomorrow. That this at the end of this school year, you are getting into Harvard, you are getting 4.0. That is not what we're saying. But what I am saying and what the Scripture is telling us is that it is good for us to pray and ask God to bless us if we have the right motive. So before we turn our attention to the passage today, let's pray together. Ask the Holy Spirit to bless us and to speak to us. Let's pray together. Father, we pray and ask that you will bless us as we look into your word. We ask for the Holy Spirit to open up our minds and our hearts so that we will have clear understanding from you. Lord, I pray that you'll consecrate me as your servant, as your mouthpiece today, that we will be able to learn and glean from your word, that if there's anything that's from my mouth that's not right, that's not a part of what you want us to know, Lord, would you block it? Would you block it from my mouth? Would you block it from our brothers and sisters' heart? I pray, Lord, that only the things that you want us to know today will be distilled down into the hearts, will cut us deep, so that we can hold on to those things and live out those truths and please you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So the text that we're going to look at today, if you have your Bible, please turn to Psalm 67. If you don't have it, you can look at the screen. And what I want us to do is read through the passage together. And what I want to do is, guys, read odd number verses, and girls, read the even number verses. Okay? So let's start with guys. Ready? Psalm 67. 1, 2, 3.
May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us and let all the ends of the earth fear him.
And in order to understand this passage was written in a very unique way. You know, those of you who are familiar with poems, in English they tend to rhyme, right? They usually try to rhyme, or a rap song, and it will rhyme. It's a literary technique to help people to remember a song better. So every song have a little hook, and people will understand it better. In Hebrew language, they use a certain technique that help people to understand a truth about a song. Now, that technique is not done in every single song. So all 150 of them, you will not find this structure in every single one of them. But Psalm 67 happens to be one of those, and it's called chiasm. What that means is a fancy word of saying there is parallel truth. The psalm was written in parallel. As you look at this, basically what happened is the top of the psalm, the first few verses, matches the bottom few verses. So in this psalm, you remember there are seven verses. So verses 1 and 2 are talking about the exact same thing as verses 6 and 7. And then later on, verses 3 will match verses 5, that they will be talking about the same exact thing. And in fact, in this psalm, verses 3 and 5 are the exact same thing. So it has to be talking about the same thing, right? And then finally, verse 4 is the middle. If you look at this, it looks like a V, right? One of the unique structure about chiasm is that it points you to a single truth. The truth that the psalmist, whoever wrote this psalm, really wanted those people to understand, to look at, to remember about God. And so I'm going to walk us through this psalm and kind of be a guide with you and explore that question. Is it good for us to pray for God to bless our lives? If you have your Bible, keep your finger on Psalm 67, because that's where we spend most of our time. Psalm 67, from the very beginning, we see that it is good, it is right, and it is spiritual to ask God to bless us. Psalm 67, verse 1 starts off this. Verse 1 and 6 tells us the psalmist was praying to God, asking him to bless the people of God. He said, bless us, God, bless us. In verse 6, let's look at verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. It's very clear that God, that the psalmist is asking God, would you please be gracious and bless us? And the key word here is may. He was not demanding God. He was not commanding God. He is asking God, would you please? He's almost pleading and begging to God, would you bless your own people, us, the people of God at the time, obviously the Israelites, would you bless us? So it is very clear from the get-go that God wants us to ask him to bless us and to make his face to shine upon us. This might sound familiar because sometimes I will use that as part of the benediction. You look at chapter 6, it is called the Aaronic blessing. The Aaron, the first priest, will pray over the people of God, will announce his prayer as a blessing upon all the people of God worshiping him. And so we see very clearly, and so I told you earlier, chiasm, verse 1 should match the bottom, right? So verse 6 tells us something very similar. It says this. It says, the earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. So we see this idea of God's blessing. But here's the interesting thing about verse 6. It tells us that the blessing that the people are praying to God was not just some generic, spiritual, kind of fluffy type of blessing. They were asking for something concrete and physical. They said, God, we're asking you to bless us with the earth has yielded its increase. They're asking God to bless them with harvest, like literally grain growing out of the ground. Because during the day, during those times, the people of God are lived in an agricultural culture, the world, that they are growing grain, they're growing, you know, different things, that will become their profit. So the more grain that they have, if God really answers the prayer of blessing them, they have more product. More product means more profit. So those are basically, those grains that they're growing, whatever vegetables that they're growing, those literally means physical profit, money. And so we see that it is entirely good and right for us to ask God to bless us with physical, tangible, earthly success. If we stop right there, then I think the application would be easy. Everyone should pray to God and say, God, give me $6 million. And that will be the application. But if you continue to look at the passage, what we see is what the right motive, the godly motives that comes along with this type of prayer. That if you really want to pray and ask God to bless you to be successful, there comes a right motive, a right condition in praying this type of prayer to God. And here's what it says. The motive is that I want to ask God to bless me for the purpose of other people coming to know God. If you continue to look at the psalm in verse 2 and 7, it tells us the correct motive of asking God to bless us. It's so that other people might come to know God. If you look at the verse again here, I'll read verse 1 and 2 together with 6 and 7. Hear what it says. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us so that God's way may be known on earth and your saving power among the nations. The reason why the psalmist was praying, asking God to bless him with tangible crop, profit, and money is not because he wanted to be rich and happy, but it was because solely because he wanted God's way to be known all over the earth. That everyone on earth will be able to look at him or the people of God and say, wow, there is a God that exists and walking with his people. And ultimately, that all these people will be saved by God. And the same thing is shown here in verses 6 and 7, which is in parallel to this. It says, the earth has yielded its increase. God our God shall bless us. Verse 7, God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. So the same thing is, the focus here is not God bless me, give me many, many things so that I will come out to be a genius, I will come out to be this great entrepreneur, I'll be in Forbes magazine, everyone will know how smart I am. Because if you look at verse 6 and 7, the focus is all about God. Bless me, God, so that God people will know about you. That God, you are the one who is the source of my blessing. God, you are the one who has given me all that I have. God, you are the one who caused the crop to grow up so that I will have everything that I need. You are the reason why I'm successful. And that is the motive, that is the heart of asking God to bless us. But when you think about when you pray the same prayer to God, sometimes we may not be coming through to God in the same motive, don't we? Because many times I want to be successful, I want God to bless me, not because I want other people to know more about me. I want people to know more about me. I want myself to experience the gain, but not God to receive the glory. And yet when we see the psalm, it is clear to us that God wanted people to be drawn to him through his people. By blessing his people, you become a blessing to other people. By God blessing you, you become a blessing to others. You become a display of who God is. You become a channel of blessing to others so that others may come to know you. Because as we continue to look at the core of that psalm, the middle part of that psalm, verse 3 and verse 5 tells us the result. When we are blessed by God and when people notice that we're blessed by God, this is the result. This is the conclusion of what would happen. Verse 3 and 5 tells us that not one, not two, but all the people will praise God. If you look at the passage here, what it says. Verse 3 and 5 are identical. They are the same exact verse. Verse 3 says this: let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. And then in verse 5, it is saying the exact same thing. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. That is the purpose of God's blessing in our lives. It's not for us to keep holding on to it and feel like this is my gain, this is what I'm so special that God wants to bless me. God said the reason why I want to bless you, tangible, physical things in this life, is because I want all the peoples to praise you. So when you are blessed in your family, and your other relatives realize that you're a Christian, and they say, why is your family so different? That gave you an opportunity to say, you know what, the reason why our family is so close-knit together is because we believe in Jesus. We've been praying for one another all the time. We're together not because we're good people. We are close together. We love one another because we experience Christ's love in our lives. So as a result of that, I want to love my mother. I want to love my sister. I want to love my children. People will come to know that the blessing you experience as a family is a result from God. Or in your schoolwork, you're working hard and God is blessing you and you are doing your part and God does his part and help you to do your best in school. And as a result of that, you got a grade that reflective of that. You might not got straight A's, but people know that you are a Christian and yet they see, wow, this guy really works with integrity. While you may not get the A, people know that you work hard and people know that, yeah, this is a Christian, but you know he or she seems to be okay with the grade that they have. And they start asking questions and they say, why are you so different? That opens up another opportunity for you to share with them. And the reason why I'm satisfied with the grade that I have, I'm okay with it, I'm working hard, I'm not cheating, is because God has been blessing me. The same thing with our career. Your boss might be wondering, how come, your coworkers might be wondering, how come this guy keep having good relationship with their coworkers? How come everyone loves you? And you get a chance to explain to them, not because I'm a nice guy. I am living the life that Christ had called me to live. I love them, genuinely. I'm not a brown noser to my boss just so that I can get a promotion. God wants to ask us to pray to him to bless us, so that all the people will praise God. And when you look at the core, the final part of that song, the heart of this song, we see the end result. If God blesses us, when God blesses us, when we have the right motive, when people start asking questions, verse 4, remember the V of Kaizen? It points us to the truth, the one truth that the psalmist wants to remember. This is the truth that God wants us to remember. He said, when God blesses his people, and when people notice that, people start asking questions, ultimately God will receive all the glory. Here, verse 4 says this, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge, God judged the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. God wants to see that when we are blessed, when people come to know God through God's blessing in our lives, at the end, all the nations will come to know who Jesus is. All the nations will come to know who God is. And when everyone on this earth realizes who God is, and when they give their lives over to God, that's when people will truly be joyful. That's when people really be glad in their hearts. No amount of money, career, family will ever satisfy us until God is the center of all of our lives. That is what God sees as the ultimate purpose, that He wants to bring back all the lost sheep so that we can have this perfect relationship with God once again, that we will be satisfied with God. Then we will be glad. Then we will sing for joy. Then God will receive all the praises and glory because we are in right relationship with God. And he says the reason why we will do that, the reason why people will do that is because God will judge the people with equity. I think the word here, judge, sometimes gives us a wrong idea. When we think of judge, we think of like the Supreme Court justice, like, you know, verdict, you're wrong, you're right. But really the sense of the word here is more to the word God. That God is, he said God judges people with equity, with equality, with he's not discriminating. I mean, what the psalmist is saying is this, that God, when people are willing to surrender their lives to God, God will guide them, God will walk with them, God be with them, no matter how old, how young, how tall, how short, what race you are in, what ethnicity you're part of. As long, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, God will judge, God will guide us, will be with us forever. He will guide the nations upon the earth. That is the ultimate goal of God. And when that happens, when we are truly walking with God, God will be praised all over the nations in this whole world. One of the word guide here is the same exact word in a psalm that most of us know, familiar one, in Psalm 23. Here is a picture of God being the shepherd and we being the sheep of God. And he's guiding us. Here's what it says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When we become a part of God's kingdom, his family, when we entrust our lives with Jesus, this is the result of that. This is ultimately how God blesses us. He leads us. It doesn't get any better blessing than God himself guiding us every step along the way. He leads us to still waters. He leads us in the path of righteousness. But again, it was not because you and I are people who are special. And it's not because you and I are great people, worthy people. He said he's guiding us for his name's sake. Because he wants to use you and I to be a blessing to other people, so more people will be led, will be communed with God, will be one with God. He wants to use you and I as an example, as a window display to the whole world, that they have an opportunity to be led by God. That is the ultimate good life that God has offered to all of us. When I was, in the Old Testament, The temple usually we think of as a place of worship only. But really, if you look, I don't have time to go through the whole passage, but you can write it down. The temple is actually meant to be a window display for the whole world. That the temple is not only to burn sacrifice for the Israelites to worship God, it is meant for people that is not of the faith to see how great God is, and as a result, would draw them, attract them to God. Today, you and I, we are the church of God. It's not this building. It is not this room. 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16 says, don't you know, those of you who are Christians, don't you know, you yourselves are God's temple and that God's spirits live in you. collectively, together, you and I as Christians, as disciples of Christ, we become the church, and God, just like the temple in the Old Testament, God wants to use you and I to be a display for the whole world to see. That is the reason why God wants to bless us. Because when God blesses His church, people notice. People notice what God is doing and they start asking questions. Then we have the great answer to God, to the people, that God is the source of all these blessings. Before we started our summer Bible camp, we were praying that God will bless us. That is what we were praying for, that God will bless our time from Monday through Thursday, that God will make it successful. And the reason why we're doing it is the same reason why the psalmist calls to pray for blessing. It is not because people will come and say, wow, good job, Pastor Ben. It's not because people will come and say, notice FCPC SGV. The reason why we pray that God will bless our campus is because we want the children who don't know Jesus will come to know Jesus. That is the real reason why we want our camp to run smoothly, not because we hate things not breaking down, or we want a smooth program so it'd be easier for our workers. We pray for blessing upon our teaching, our singing, our crafts, our every single thing that we do with success, because we know that God can draw His children to Himself. That is the right motive of why we're praying God's blessing upon us. And as a result of that, on Friday night, some of the parents brought their children back. And they told us, our children had a lot of fun. They really, really like it. And then I got a chance to tell them, that's awesome. You know, the reason why it's so fun is because they learned about Jesus. So bring them back some more on Friday so that they will learn more about Jesus. That is the motive, that is the purpose for us to ask God to bless our lives. And here's my challenge to you. Are you willing? Do you have faith to ask God to bless you? But with the right motive. That God would use you as a window display to this whole world, to your family members who don't know Jesus, to your friends at school, to your friends at work, to the people at this church who don't even know you yet. Some of us might not know Jesus yet. Are you willing to pray with faith that through your life, people will see God because God has blessed you? But I have to warn you, because when you pray that type of prayer, sometimes God does not bless you the way that you expect Him to bless you. You guys remember a couple weeks ago, our brother Alex came in as his guest speaker. He asked God to send him to the ends of the earth to be a missionary so that more people come to know Him. But God did not send him. God gave him cancer. Brain tumor. Brain cancer. So God blessed him, but not in the same way that he was praying. But yet God used that instant so that more and more people come to know Him, come to know Jesus. And in fact, the church was built up because of what he went through. People started believing in the power of prayer. People started to learn how to surrender their lives, that our lives on earth are not the final destination within the church. And so my challenge to all of us, including myself, is are we willing to pray, God, bless me so that others might come to know you. God, would you bless my life and bless my family's life so that other people may be drawn to you? Psalm 67, from the very beginning, it says, May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us. Would you pray, God, would you bless my family so that we will be a family that reflects you, so that we have good relationship, so that our other neighbors or other families will want to know and realize that we are a different family because of Christ? Would you pray that God bless me so that others will be drawn to you? Would you pray, God, bless me for my schoolwork, help me to do well, help me to be successful in what I do at school, so that others will ask questions, so that others will come to know you because of that? Would you pray, God, would you be gracious to me and bless me and bless my work. Give me a job. Help me to do well in that job. Give me that promotion. Not because I wanted more money, not because I need the fame and the reputation, but because by having more influence, I can help others to come to know you. Dear brothers and sisters, would you ask God to bless you today? Would you pray with that wonderful motive that others, nations of people, will be drawn to God as a result of God's blessing in your life? Let's pray together. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. That many times, I know I pray the same prayer, bless me, God, but with a wrong motive. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would purify our hearts. Give us your heart, your purpose, your mission to see the nations, all the peoples on earth will come to know you and sing praises to you, and they will sing for joy and worship. Give us that right motive as we come and ask you to bless us. Lord, I know many times we're not afraid to ask you to bless us. But Lord, we're not asking you the right motive. But Lord, help us to surrender ourselves to you. Help us to lose ourselves. Help us to die to ourselves so that the blessing that we receive will be turned back to you as praises and glory to you. Lord, thank you for listening to our prayer. Thank you for your goodness, that your love, that you want to bless us. But Lord, help us to know. Help us to live it out that the blessing is not just for us. Because we have indeed received the best of blessing, eternal life in Christ Jesus. Our names, those of us who are believers in Christ, our names are in the book of life. We have a destination that's far greater than any blessing, human blessing, earthly blessing in this world. And Lord, I pray that we will be clear about that. And I pray, Lord, that as we become receive your blessing here on earth, tangible blessing, that we will be a channel of blessing to those around us. Lord, help us to shine brightly for you this week. May God be gracious to us and bless us. God, would you make your face to shine upon us so that your way may be known all the earth, and that your saving power, the same saving power that saved sinners like all of us here, will be made known among the nations. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.